6 or no.
Tom Wilson's gone on holiday.
I hope not. A lot of people need them on holiday.
Camira.
Okay. Torahway, Northwest London, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yud Dalad Av, the 23rd of July, where Avi saw Faust Shlita, destruction and redemption intertwined.
Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoima, Elokechem. Rabbi Nishem says to us, comfort yourselves with a double lotion. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which we had Shabbos Chazoin, comes Shabbos Nachamu, is the Shabbos where the Rabbi Nishem is Menachem Klal Yisrael with those famous words. I'd like to pose a question. There's a din. You may not comfort a person, the Halacha Gepsuko in Shulchan Aruch, one cannot be Menachem a person, b'shor shemeisoi mutal lefonov. At the time when the mace is mutal lefonov, when the pain is so intense, so strong, he cannot be comforted. Only after the event has passed can the process of forgetting and comfort start to happen. And therefore, I ask Azoi, is there a bigger Meisoi Mutal Lefono than the Metzias that we have today, where the Beis HaMikdosh is laying in ruins and everyone sees that the Zorim and the Goyim are Sholtim, the Shechina is not apparently over there, one cannot see it, we cannot bring the Korbonos, and the Rebbe Yishlam stands there and says to Klal Yisrael, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, you may begin comforting yourself after Tisha B'Av. How can we be misnachim at a time like this, which is a time of Meisoi Mutal Lefonov? We're still in the middle of the event. It's not that the event has passed and behind us and we can start forgetting and standing up and being Mekayim the Pasuk of Noflo Loisoisiv Kum Besulas Yisroh. B'Shas HaChorban, the Churban is actually now materializing and happening. As Chazal say, Kol Dor Shaloi Nivne Beis HaMikdosh Kilu Nechrab B'Yomov. Kol Dor Shaloi Nivne B'Yomov Kilu Nechrab B'Yomov. How can the Rabbeinu Shaloi at a time like that say to us, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami? That's the question I'd like to pose. Today to explain that, I'd like to be Magdir, a very interesting medrash. As a pasuk in Novi, Novi says, Ki al api v'al chamosi hoyo ha'ir hazois miyoim hivosto. From the day of its inception, from the very beginning, the Rebbe Yishan said, Ha'ir hazois, referring to Yerushalayim, Bechlal, Beis HaMikdosh Bifrat, was al api v'al chamosi, got me angry. What was there in the miyoim hivosto from the very beginning that caused the Rebbe Yishan to say those powerful, frightening words, of Al Api, Al Chamosi, Hoyo, Iya, Azeh, Miyoim, Avosto, from the very beginning, it caused the Rabbeinu Shem to be angry. There's a Mishnah in Idyas. The Mishnah in Idyas says that there was once when the Korban Tomid, that was the Korban that every single day, twice a day, and that's why it was called Tomid, it was constant. There were Makrib Korban in the morning and in the evening. And there wasn't a Metzias of a day which went by, where that korban, it was a sign of the constant relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shlom. But there was once when they were makriv the korban late. The Mishnah says, so late, they were makriv it, arba shois, 4 hours into the day, the limit of when we're allowed to daven shachris, arba shois, they were makriv the tomid, the ichru, they were ma'achrit, they were late with it, till 4 shois. One would imagine that when did this day happen? Probably many, many hundreds of years into the building of the Beis HaMikdor, when Klal Yisrael became already used to the idea of Avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdor, and the monotony of it got to them, and there came a time when they weren't so loath, they weren't so quick, they weren't so yekish, as he says. And they got later and later until they came to the extreme of Arba Shois, 4 hours after Netzach Hamo, they were makriv the Korban Tomid. It's a mistake. I'll be megala to you when that really happened. The Medrash says it happened not many, many years down the road, but on the very first day that they were makriv the Korban Tomid, on the very first day that the Beis HaMikdash was built, that Shlomo HaMelech built, That's when they were ma'achad, the tomid, at Arba Shoas, and I'll tell you the historical event that preceded that situation. Chazal says, two events happened when Shlomo HaMelech finished the Beis HaMikdash. He made a big Chanukah Sabayis, a big simcha, a massive simcha, the culmination of building the Beis HaMikdash, creating the Mokum, where the Rebbein Shalom was going to be Mashreis Shechina, and show the special relationship that he enjoyed with Klal Yisroel. You can imagine the Gevaldige Simcha state in Novi, that there was past Yom Kippur, and they ate on that Yom Kippur. The Simcha was so great that Shlomo HaMelech decided that such a Yom Tov they were doiche Yom Kippur, to eat on that Yom Kippur. But on that night that the Beis HaMikdash was built, the night before the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, another event happened. Shlomo HaMelech married Basya, the daughter of Parai. He married her and he tied the knot, we looked, together with the daughter of Parai, and there was a very, very big kitchuk for that. State that Shlomo HaMelech made a simcha also for the Beis HaMikdash and also for marrying the daughter of Parai, but also HaSimcha, the simcha that he made for the chasna of him marrying with the Bas Parai, was even bigger than the simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ba'osa Laila, that was the first night after Shlomo HaMelech married her. She had, they used to have in the olden days, particularly the kings, with a canopy bed, which had a roof, a gag. And it says that she came along and she sewed into the gag of that bed Avonim Toivias Magolias, many, many sparkling diamonds which shone and sparkled like the stars. When Shlomo HaMelech woke up in the morning, this was the first morning they were going to come along and build the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech got up and he said, oh, the Beis HaMikdash, the first day, I've got to go and be makriv the korban tamid. She said to him, no, Shlomo, carry on sleeping. Look, it's still night outside. The stars are still twinkling. And so she managed to get him to carry on sleeping at the time when he was supposed to get up. There was a problem. The keys to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Shahr of the Beis HaMikdash, were under the cushion, Suk the Medrash, of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was lying on the keys of the Beis HaMikdash, so nobody could open the door to go in and start the Avodas Hashem. And nobody had the audacity, nobody had the chutzpah, to go and knock on his door and say, Melech, Shlomo, the Beis HaMikdash, Korban Tomid, it's late, we have to go, we have to start. Eventually, they didn't know what to do. They went to his mother, Bathsheba, the shviger, the proverbial shviger, and they told him that we have this problem. The keys to the Beis HaMikdash are under Shlomo's cushion. What should we do? Zog de Medesh, she went into the young couple's room with a stick and she banged Shlomo over the head. And she said to him, everyone knows that your father, David, was a Yirei Shamayim. Everyone knows that the Yiras Shamayim, the fear of Shamayim, burnt in him. What will they say about you? They'll say that I'm to blame. They'll say because the mother didn't instill in him enough warmth, enough cheshek to avodas Hashem. That's why he could be sleeping on the first day. Eventually, Shlomo HaMelech got up, gave the keys, and they built and they opened the door. Su'ushar and Roshecha, and they went in. And they were makrib the Korban Tomid, but it was very, very late. It was already Arba Shoyz. That was the Korban Tomid on the very first day. Fiatois the Medrash as followed. Bo'oiso Shor Notal Amalach Gabriel. At that point in time, the Malach Gabriel took a kone, a stick, and he stuck it in the middle of the sea and round the stick, kaminik, what happens when you put a solid into water, started collecting sediment and sand. And from there grew eventually the land where there was going to be Malchus Roimi, and there was the beginning of the land of Roimi, which caused eventually the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, which we are still living to this very day. Mavil al Arai, on the very first day of the Beis HaMikdash, the seeds of destruction were already there. The blueprint for the destruction, the koyach, and the potential for it to remain forever was already not there. But also Shor Gabriel took a stick And Malchus Roimi started materializing, and they were going to cause the destruction. We see from here that the Churban HaBayis was already planned and set in motion from the very, very first day. And the Medrash said, Avdem state the Pasuk, Yal Api, Al Chamosi, Hoysa, Ir Azayt Rabbein Shem, was so upset with Shlomo HaMelech for having married Baspari. Lefi Madrigosa, there was a gewaltige Kitchuk on him for having married Baspari. Al Api, Al Chamosi, Hoysa, Ir Azayt, Miyoimi, Vosta, Ada, Yoim Azay, and Memele, the Beis HaMikdash couldn't have a Kiyam. The stage had been set already for its Chor. That's the first Nekuda I want to bring. There's another pasuk. A pasuk shteit hazoi. Chosha Hashem lahashchitz. We said in Eicho a few days ago, the Rabbeinu Shloim wanted to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Noto kav. He stretched out a kav. Now everyone knows the kav is a loshon which is used for building. In the psukim of Nechoma that we say at the end of Eicho, at the end of Kinnis, we say the kav. Kav is a kav mishkoiles. Kav is an instrument which was used for building, which is used for building. Why in the pasuk of Churban, Choshav Hashem lahashchis, Rebbeinu Shloim had decided, finally came to the conclusion that Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash had to be destroyed? Not a kav. He stretched out a kav, which is a loshon of bnia, of building, not of Churban. There's a very, very beautiful explanation from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says, as we know, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam state in many Medroshim, many Mekoris and Chazal, and the Torah is one. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Hanhoga with this world is Hanhoga HaTorah. Not only do we keep the Torah, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam also keeps the Torah. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is misnaig with the world and the Bria Bechlal, and Klal Yisrael Bifrat. Hanhoga Satoya, the Hanhoga which is Oisgehalten, which is correct, Alpitin Toya. Idoa Gemorim Baba Basra as followed. Gemorim Baba Basra said, a person loy lichriv inish may knishta. A person may not destroy a Beis HaMedrash until he builds a new Beis HaMedrash. A person is not allowed to come along and say, okay, let's destroy this shul. We'll go eventually and build another shul. No. Before you destroy one shul, you already have to prepare the shul which comes in its place. Only after you prepare the shul, the Beit Knishta, which is going to fulfill that which this shul fulfilled until now and is to be destroyed, are you allowed to come along and be machrib the first Beis HaMedrash in order to build the second Beis HaMedrash. And here comes the question. How was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam able to be machrib the Beis HaMikdash before preparing the next Beis HaMikdash? So the Imre Emes, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wasn't able. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is misnaig, Hanhoga HaTorah, also had to come along. He was also subject to this halacha of lo lichrev inesh bei knishta till he builds a new Beis HaMikdash. And Memele, before he was machrev, choshav Hashem lahashchit, Rabbeinu Shel Olam just was intending to be mashchit, to be machrev the Beis HaMikdash, but before that, it was not a kav. There was a kav bnia, a kav of building, which had been set out kedei to build the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. And so we find in the Nevuah of the Churban, which Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave to Yecheskel, he also told him to go and take the measurements of the Bayis HaShlishi. Because that's that not of kav, that's that kav binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which Rabbeinu Shel Olam in Mikdash Shel Malo already prepared for us, before he was able to come along and be machriv the second Beis HaMikdash. Idoa Gemara says as follows: Keshei shen mematin ba'av b'simcha. Like there's a din that in Av we are memayit b'simcha. Kach marbin mishenichnas Av mishenichnas odo marbin b'simcha. Like mishenichnas Av is mematin b'simcha, so mishenichnas odo is marbin b'simcha. What connection is there between the simcha that we have to be marbin in the chodesh of Odo to the mute simcha, to the lessening of simcha, that we're obliged to be misnaig in Av. Lechoira, there are two separate events which have no shaykhas and no connection to each other. But if the Gemara says, Kishain, like we are memayit b'simcha in Av, we're also mabem misimcha in Odo, it means that there is some connection between the Simcha of Odo and the Evel and the upset of Av. There's a very, very beautiful explanation from the Chiddush Arim. The Chiddush Arim says as follows. He says, Odo is the Chodesh of Simcha. But where does the Simcha of Odo emanate from? Where does it come from? What happened in Odo that caused Klal Yisrael to be so besimcha that from that was Nishrash, the Simcha of Odo, Lenetzach and Lohim Me'olo? Tetzidoa Mishnah. Be'echot ve'odo mashmiim al ashkolim. L'shchoydesh Odo, they were mashmi al ashkolim. The coil went out, everybody has to bring the shkolim, and the shkolim, as we know, were used for the korbonos of Beis HaMikdash. The Simcha of Odo was that that's where Klal Yisrael every single year got together and were matrim, the shkolim from which they brought the avodas of Beis HaMikdash, the avodas of korbonos. And that Simcha of Be'echot Ve'odo Mashmi'in al HaShkolim, that was the Simcha of Chodesh Odo, which enabled the Yeshua and the Atzola of Odo later, many years later, to take place. It all started with Klal Yisrael's satisfaction, Klal Yisrael's looking forward, Klal Yisrael being able to enjoy the Messias and the feeling that they were going to do the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash. Memeila, he says, as Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha, adayim oisnoise besimcha. A kiyum of anything, ruchani, is dependent upon the level of simcha and anticipation and privilege that one feels when it is able to do that mitzvah. Inasmuch as Klal Yisrael felt privileged and were besimcha, were happy and enjoyed and appreciated that they were able to come along and do the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Mikdash was able to have a kiyum. That was the fuel that was able to keep the Beis HaMikdash going. And when that was lacking, the Beis HaMikdash didn't have a kiyum. And because at some level it was lacking already at day one, because Shlomo HaMelech was able to come along and allow the Korban Tomeh to be Nis'acher, the Malach Gabriel already came on day one and put in the corner and said, this Beis HaMikdash cannot have a kiyum nitzri. Why? Because it hasn't been built with the right cheshek. It hasn't been built with the right level of looking forward if it was able for the Korban Tomeh to come along and be in Nis'acher. When we are misabel on the Beis HaMikdash, we also are making a very, very important statement. We're saying that we're not looking at it as an event which passed. We're looking at it as a metzias that we're upset today. We're looking forward. We're misgagea. We would like the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we are misabel on the Beis HaMikdash. The avelos of Beis HaMikdash that we, year after year after year, do, more than anything else, personifies and shows out how Klal Yisrael are upset, how Klal Yisrael are devastated that they are not able to come along and do the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. And Memeila Zukter, the Mishanichnas Odo, Marbin Besimcha, and Mishanichnas Av Mematim Besimcha are very, very closely connected. It's the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash which they had, which allowed the Beis HaMikdash to remain, and it's the lack of it which allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, and it's our Avelos of Tisha B'Av that shows more than anything else how we would like the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, which is going to be the instrument with which the Beis HaMikdash is going to be able to come along and be built again. B'mheira B'yameinu. The state, not finished. The state by Shlomo HaMelech, by Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parsha. Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Aval alei roish hapisko v'soi necho. Yomo, look over the whole land. Urei be'einecho. Look at it with your eyes. Ki lo yisava yisayarden azeh. All you are able to do will be to look at the Eretz Yisrael. Hohor atoy v'azeh v'alabonon, this beautiful mountain, this good mountain, Labonon is the Beis HaMikdash. You can just look at it. You cannot actually physically participate and be there. What meaning was there in Moshe Rabbeinu's looking at the Eretz Yisrael Bechlal, Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim Bifrat? What importance, what significance was there in that happening that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam even writes it, that Moshe Rabbeinu went and he looked at the Beis HaMikdash, Yeshua, who yamchil es ha'oretz asher tirer, he will be able to be manchil, the land physically, which you had looked at. We see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu's tirer, Moshe Rabbeinu's looking, created something. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu is for Netzach, forever. Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu did or brought to Klal Yisrael has a kiyum forever. And things which were done with other leaders were benatayim, were meanwhile, they didn't necessarily have a kiyum forever. Moshe Rabbeinu's tirer, Moshe Rabbeinu's looking at Eretz Yisrael, showed how Moshe Rabbeinu was misgagea, how Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, how Moshe Rabbeinu would have liked to go into Eretz Yisrael. When you look at something and you want it very, that shows how much the person wants it and how much the person is dying to get it and would like to attain it. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu actually couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael and couldn't actually build for us the Beis HaMikdash, but that remained forever. The koyach of a yid to, after all those years, be tzipiso le Yeshua, to be metzapel le Yeshua, to come along and want to come along back to Eretz Yisrael, want to enjoy the avodas Hashem of the Beis HaMikdash, that is forever and forever. And memela, we today, after these many thousands of years, are still able to be metzapel le Yeshua. We are still able to hope and want to get back the Beis HaMikdash. The Kav Yinot Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash Lemalo, is already there in potential. We need to put in the fuel to come along and build it. It's not a black and white situation. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was never built 100%. Why? Because that Cheshek and that Rotzen wasn't there in its entirety. It wasn't there 100%. And therefore, the Malach Gabriel already put the corner over there that it's going to be destroyed. As the generations pass, it's a constantly moving situation where in as much as Klal Yisrael are Metzapel Yeshua, then the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo gets built, and when the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo will be built in its entirety, then the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato will also come back Be'esh Yitzato Be'esh HaTo'osed Levnoiso. Masha'en Kane, when Klal Yisrael weren't happy with the Beis HaMikdash, Cholila, they weren't enough, they didn't enough show their feeling of satisfaction and privilege that they were able to have it, then the Beis HaMikdash couldn't have a kiyum, and through those generations, the billion Beis HaMikdash goes up and down, up and down. It never was completely built, and it was never completely destroyed. When it was built, it wasn't built 100% in its entirety, Bo Malach Gabriel. And in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it is not completely destroyed. The Kav Yinote al Yerushalayim, the Noto Kav, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put up there, setting the stage for the actual near Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. It's our avodah through those generations to come along and ensure that we are able to answer that question of Tzipiso le Yeshua. We are able to materialize. The Korah Alay Moed, Tisha B'Av, is called the Moed, the Yom Tov. Why is it called the Yom Tov? Because on that day of Tisha B'Av, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam came along and made the Kav of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. From the Chorban of Shlishi, from the Chorban of Ba'is Rishon V'Sheni, which wasn't able to be forever, Mikoyach, the fact that it wasn't built in a way that it could last forever, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam already set the stage for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Al-Yedei the Not HaKav, the Kav Nia, which we, with our Tzipiso, with our Rotzen, with our Cheshek of Binya Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, are going to able to bring down in its entirety. And that's our Avodah. Our Avodah is to come along and ensure that the Beis HaMikdash, which is only planned Al Yedei the Noto Kav by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, should actually be able to be built in its entirety, should actually be able to be built fully, and to come along and be brought down. The Rabbeinu Shem should help us, that the Mirta Hashem, we're going to come along and Kav Yinot Al Yerushalayim, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash Shel Shlishi, Bezin Shel Malo, is going to come along in all its glory, be built fully and come down. Bebinyan, bebias goyel tzedek, bemeiro, beyomeinu.